Next patient is going to be a patient by the name Nur, N-U-R, and then last name is Ibrahim, I-B-R-A-H-I-M, 9452. This is a 73-year-old woman, been married since 1967. They have three children. She has a history of hypertension. She's been complaining of a lot of weakness, tiredness. Her last A1C was 7. Her blood sugar has been stable, but is short of breath with activity. Her husband is dying of renal cancer with metastatic disease to the lungs, and she's quite depressed about that. Hospitalization was a year ago. Immunizations up to date. Surgery, hysterectomy, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Allergy, non-family history. Mom died of cancer in Sweden. Dad died of myocardial infarction. Medication, she takes olmesartan, 40 milligrams a day. Norvasc, 5 milligrams a day. Metformin, Januvia combination, 50,000 twice a day. They live with their son. She's alert. She's awake. Speaks very little English. 143 over 102. Pulse 86. Respiration is 18. O2 side 97%. Pulse is 67. Temperature 97.8. Heart positive, phone positive, two lungs, three bronchi, abdomen soft, leg shows JVD, skin shows no rash around the cluster with analgesia. Assessment, 73-year-old woman with history of hypertension, out of control, weakness, tiredness, depression because of her husband's illness. He has very little time to live. She could benefit from provider services, home health, and PTNOT. She needs help with the control of her medication. She's already taking control of her blood pressure. She's already taking two different medications to control her blood pressure. Her diabetes is stable. Patient also may need benefit from social services regarding her depression, especially since they're non-speaking citizens. Period. As far as for shortness of breath, weakness, tiredness, we try to get records from her primary care physician as far as symptoms of coronary artery disease and the coronary artery syndrome and see how much workup has been done. The nurses can, she would benefit from nursing care to control her blood pressure and other modalities that was discussed earlier. She definitely is homebound and is not able to leave the house, especially with her husband's illness and her fatigue and her related comorbidities. Thank you.